All right, so let's. So we're going to try to go through some of the. Why isn't that working? Is this the remote came out. Okay, so anyway, we're in the middle of the run. We're doing the COVID Shurim, so this part probably is already on the tape, right? Yeah, was that for Friday? Yeah, okay, anyway, so his first answer in the run in Omer, Kidashti is Biti. So he asks, why don't you have a Migu from the fact that he's believed by Kidashti of a Gerashti at the Pasul from Kuna? Why don't you have a Migu by Shvuya that should be Pasul from Kuna? So his first answer is that that the effect by Kahun by Shvuya is greater than the effect by Girashtia. So you can't have a Migu if the second Taina has a greater effect than the first. That's a Migu for half. And even by Bas Yisrael, it has a greater effect. It's just doesn't have any. It's a greater claim. The claim is a greater claim of Pagam. You're making a greater Pagam in her, even though it's not. There's no manifestation in the Bas Yisrael, you're still creating a greater Pagam. Blemish. But. Now is he saying it's a greater, he's saying that the fact that she's nishbis, that she's a shvuya, is a greater pagam in her, even if she's a bas Yisrael. Yeah, right. Taina, that's all we want. All we want is if we can accept that. Now is the way he's setting up the question, that you have a migu, that if you can effectuate something by one taina, then you can have ne'amonas via migu to other tainas, that equally, that effectuate the same thing. Right, so his first answer is by shvuya, it's a greater effect than the taina of girashtia. So there's no migu because you can only argue from girashtia to one half of the taina, to part of the taina of shvuya, and you can't have a migu for half a taina. Right, you can't split the taina and say, okay, we'll believe her by shvuya just with regards to her not being allowed to marry Cohen. But we'll still let her eat Truma. Oh, you can't have anything like that.
Well, we did that in Ksuvus.
Hey?
Yeah, but it can't.
Why? Okay. So what's his second answer? His second answer is what? Acherim omru dekevan demashahem mina Torah la'av chidishu shrei lo hoyeroy leos nem on yosher meirecha de'alma dayenu shenam in oso ba'osa taina atzma. So what's the second answer? Second answer is that really the father should have no nemanus here at all, even on the first claim. Father should have no nemanus even on the claim of girashtia. Right? So that is a chiddush. That itself is a chiddush. So we cannot take a migu from the chiddush. It's enough to take the chiddush alone. The chiddush alone is that he's believed by. The chiddush alone is that he's believed by kiddushin and gerushin, and you can't go migu from a chiddush. All right, so let's just compare the two answers for a minute. So in other words, the second answer doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact that it's half a taina. Second answer doesn't care that it's half a taina. That doesn't bother me. Second answer would be fine to have a migu with by half a taina. Right? And the first answer doesn't care that it's a chiddush.
That's so clear.
It's very clear.
Why? He doesn't use the word chiddush.
What? Which side? Is which side clear?
The first.
Okay. So the question is, I mean, migu itself, we said, is a very strange phenomenon. Just the idea is very strange. I mean, because you're saying that what? How does migu work? You're saying that the person has ne'amanus for some reason or another. He has ne'amanus on one claim that he makes. That means he doesn't have ne'amanus on the other claims. I mean, that's what it means. It means he has ne'amanus for this claim. Okay? He doesn't have ne'amanus for the other claims. So how does he automatically get ne'amanus on the other claims? Because he comes and says a claim that wouldn't really be good. In other words, if you're looking at all the claims, objectively or independently, you'd say this claim we would not accept. Right? Migu always works that way. We're saying this claim we really wouldn't accept. Why do we accept it? Because he could have said a claim we would accept. But he didn't. Right? Oh, but he could have. I mean, it just becomes like a strange, it becomes like a strange thing. Like, your mind just keeps going around and around. Well, isn't there a reason why he needs to say this one? Yeah, he has to say this one because this is the one we believe him on. But therefore, we'll believe him on anything else too. It's like, it's almost like you can't limit the scope of his ne'amonos. Like, we try. We're really just trying to give him ne'amonos on one thing. But it's sort of ne'amonos like breeds ne'amonos. It's just like impossible to contain. Right? It's just like a strange thing. So you'll say that what? That does make sense. Why? Because what? So how does it make sense? Obviously it makes some sense. It makes sense. How does it make sense? I'm just trying to get us to think about it. So how does it make sense? That what? You'll say, since he had something that he would be believed on,
and he didn't say that.
Now what?
Now, because he said the thing that he would not believe.
No, it's Ma'ale L'Shaka. He's saying, if the guy, you got to go like this. If he were a liar, you got to say that or not? If he were a liar, he would do the thing that we believe him on. Is that true? But yeah, that's the problem. But forget. Okay, he has no motive to lie because like you said, what? Because he could have affected it. He could have affected it the same way. He could have affected the same result. So why would he lie? Why would he lie? So which side in the Ran is that? That's the first one. So that's the first teretz in the Ran. That what's the idea of migu? Like we said on Friday, we said it's sort of like it's biyado, right? Like when something is biyado lasos, you're ne'eman on it. Because you could do it. What do you have to lie about it for? What do you have to lie about something that's actually in your control? If you want to effectuate it, you can actually effectuate it. You don't need to resort to lying, right? But that's only going to work. If that's only going to work on things that are completely in your hands, right? That's only going to work on the thing. That's only going to work on the thing that what? You only have the ne'amonos on what you could have caused. So on a claim, the only reason why we believe you on this claim is because the effects make the lie over here unnecessary, right? But if the effects are greater, then there is a reason to lie. Right? So in other words, so this way of the migu is saying it's what? It's sort of the way to figure out a ne'amonos. It's a ne'amonos on the claim. Right?
Would you say it's cost?
No. We don't want to use words that we don't know about yet. So in that way, Jeremy, would it matter that it was a chiddush?
It would not matter.
Correct. That's why, according to the first answer, it doesn't matter that it's a chiddush. First answer doesn't care that it's a chiddush, because the only thing is it? Can he do it with his taina? As long as he can do it with his taina, right?
You can easily understand why you'd say that he couldn't do it.
Right. That's true.
Right. So in this way of looking at Migo, it's sort of like a derivative ne'amonos. You could look at it like a derivative ne'amonos, right? Because derivative from the ability to effectuate it from the true taina, right? Once, because that change, that's the answer to the question. Once you have ne'amonos on, once we say this taina is believed, now that's a reality. Now in his with regard to him, he has a reality of effectuating, the ability to effectuate something. Once you have the ability to effectuate something, your ne'amonos is different on that effect, right? We accept a taina. We accept any taina on that effect, because ma'ale l'shaker. I mean, that's lashon gemara. Ma'ale l'shaker. In certain cases, it's ma'ale l'shaker, right? The only question we had was, would you say he has more ne'amonos? Is that what you were trying to get at? Does he have more ne'amonos than the original taina? But now he has more ne'amonos. But that's not mashma, he has more ne'amonos. But, we said in one case you would say it. Now, if the guy had no shtar, if the guy had a shtar that wasn't mekuyam, and then he says to him, I agree, it's a good shtar, but I paid it. right? So he could have just said it's mezuyif. He had the ability just to deny the whole thing. But and then he would have won on that taina. But once he admits to good shtar, now you can't just say you paid it back. In other words, if it were truly proven to be a good shtar, he wouldn't be neman to just say he paid it back. Right? So once he admits it's a good shtar, why is he neman to say it was paid back? So it does seem that now he has a better nemanus. But anyway.
It's derivative. How is it better? We leave him on one thing, we have to leave him on both. How can it be better than the thing it's derived?
But that's not exactly a pesha osaja pesha hitir. I mean, well, sort of, it's true. But it's a migo. He's saying that since he could have denied the whole thing, we'll believe him that he paid it back. But that means you're giving him ne'amonos. Once he's a mode bishtar, that's it. A mode bishtar makes it a good shtar. Yeah, but now it's like objectively a good shtar. And yet, now we're going to say, on a good shtar, we're going to take his word for it that he paid it back. Right? We wouldn't take your word for it that you paid it back if we knew it was a good shtar from an object, from an outside source. We wouldn't just take your word on it. Right. And now you're making it a good shtar. But it is a good shtar now. Right. And you're still going to believe you that you paid it back. Right. So it seems like at that point you're going to have to say, because if he really would have wanted to get out of it, he could have just denied it. Now on his claim that he paid it back, he has an extra name on us. It does seem like that.
Except for the fact that you can always ask the question.
Or that we accept it, whatever you want to call it. Now, but what's the second answer? So that makes sense. That we understand. The first answer, at least we can understand. That regardless of how he can effectuate this change, once he has the ability to effectuate the change, then he has no reason to lie about it with other methods. Okay, but it's going to be limited to what? To the original effect. It's going to be limited by the original effect. So by the case of the daughter, the ability he has is to make her pasul to kahuna. So he can't now we won't believe his taina, he can't extend that to the taina that will cause her a greater pagam. Okay. But what about the second answer? The second answer is different. The second answer is that it's not a problem of chatzi taina. Chatzi taina is not a problem at all. The real problem here is chiddush. So how do you understand that? How do you understand that answer? Now, we're not going to look at the Kovet Shurim until we can understand something ourselves. Because if you look at him first, you don't have a chance to understand him. You don't have a chance to understand him unless you really think about it yourself. Because it's words. It's not ideas. That's the problem. People can't write down ideas. They write down words. And the only way to understand those words in terms of ideas is if you're already osek in those ideas. Helps you be mevarer between the ideas that are floating around in your head. But if you have no ideas in your head, you can read the encyclopedia, you can read anything. You're not going to get any ideas. We don't believe them. Well, okay, so we said like this. If we want to try to understand this, we have to go back. Now, he's telling you over here why this migu won't work. This migu won't work because his ne'amonis by kidashtia v'girashtia is a chiddush. Right? So, but we're trying to find how migu does work. Right? So So he's giving you that. That's how we've got to take it. It's true. This is a chiddush. This is why it doesn't work. But we're more interested in when it does work. So he's saying, in order for it to work, the ne'amonis on the original taina has to not be a chiddush. So we're saying that it seems like it's not a derivative ne'amonis. So it's not like the first way. The first way is, once you have ne'amonos, once you have the ability to effectuate a certain change via taina, now that puts you in a different level. Because now you have something in your, you have an ability, something in your arsenal, and that makes you a different person, right? That gives you a certain amount of ne'amonos. But we're calling that like a derivative, like migu working via like a derivative step. So, deriving from the original ability.
It's a product of your
ability. It's a product of your ability. And we don't care why you have the ability. We don't care why you have the ability. As long as it's a product of your ability, that's how migu works. But what's this way of learning?
It's just in the arsenal itself. It's a thing.
It's saying the second way of learning is that what does migu really mean? Migu is not derivative. Migu is not derivative. Migu means to say that if I have ne'emonos, if I have ne'emonos of taina, of this taina, that's really indicative of a greater ne'emonos of taina in general. You understand? If I have ne'emonos, if the Torah tells me you have ne'emonos on a certain issue, without edus, just with a taina, this particular taina is not really the thing itself. This particular taina is just a represents a class of your ability. You have the ability of taina. That's what you have. That's exactly what you have. It's derivative in concepts, not in strength. In other words, they're both derivative in a certain way, at the risk of confusing you. They're both derivative in a certain way, but one is derivative in terms of reality. That I'm saying you really have this ability, but now that you have an ability, now you have nemanus because you're a guy who has an ability. But that's not what we mean in the second answer. Second answer means to say that your ne'amonus, when the Torah tells you you have ne'amonus, Shomer has ne'amonus to say that it was stolen, it means that in this type of a din Torah, this person has the ne'amonus of taina. There's nothing special about the taina that it was stolen. That's a class of statements. And since we see he has ne'amonus over here, we infer that he has ne'amonus over the whole class. But if it's a chiddush, you can't infer that.
The chiddush didn't have the ne'amonus.
That's right. If it's a chiddush, you can't make that inference. Now, the second way of learning migu is it's an inference. It's an inference it's an inference to the category, right? But if it's a chiddush, you can't make an inference. Just like the Torah, just like the Gemara says in Chulin, says that if you want to know, the Gemara wants to know, maybe, how do you know that Tom is Ki'ikar, Midaraisa? How do you know that the Tom of a thing is Usar? You even get the same examples twice, I'm sorry. How do you know Tom of a... how do you know... I hope it's not like a bad dream, but okay. How do you know the tom of a thing is usher and not just the mamashos? So it wants to prove that it wants to prove it from basa b'cholav, because by basa b'cholav, just the ear of tom makes it usher. So you see, the presence of the tom of the basar is like the presence of the basar. The Gemara says no, you can't prove that because basa b'cholav is a chiddush, because it's only derech bishul. Even if it was an ear of tom through a cold ear of tom, like kavush or malicha, it wouldn't be asur midaraisa. So you see, that's a chiddush. You can't prove any. There's no general laws. You can't take the case of basa b'cholav and say, basa b'cholav works through ear of tom. So in general, ear of tom is like the mamish. If the whole thing is a chiddush, you can't derive general principles from a chiddush. So same thing over here. If the father's ne'amonus by the daughter, with regard to her kiddushin status, is a chiddush, you can't use migu and say we're going to derive his ne'amonus of taina. We can't say now the av legabe bito has ne'amonus of taina. You understand? Because the whole ne'amonus is a chiddush. So now ein lo ela chiddusho. Yeah, it means to say in certain cases you'll win. In certain cases that come down just to taina, and if you make a certain taina and you take a shru about it, you'll win. Like with the shomer, if we know the guy took the guy's object as a shomer, we know that for sure, 100%, he took the object as a shomer, and now he's not giving it back, right? How come he's not chayiv? Because a shomer has ne'amonos to say it was stolen. The taina itself, he doesn't have to bring Aden that it was stolen. The taina itself, you can win certain cases just on taina. Certain cases you don't need a raya. The taina itself is enough. On those cases, that's what, like we made the observation that the migu was really taking place by taina.
What's the
difference in
what
ne'amonus is? Yeah, that's what we're trying to say. So the ne'amonus is really slightly different in both cases, according to the first and second answer. According to the first answer, It's not the original ne'amanus that the Torah gave him in this Taina. According to the first answer, he has a certain ne'amanus essentially in the original Taina. But now, because that is biyado, he has a derivative ne'amanus of that he could have said that, so why would he say this if it wasn't true?
He's generating his ne'amanus.
He's generated more.
Well, whatever. As opposed to the second way, he's saying it's exactly the same ne'amanus of the original case. Because the original ne'amanus of Taina, of his Taina, really extends to all Tainas. It's not a ne'amanus of this Taina, it's ne'amanus of Taina. It's like he's a ne'aman legabi Taina, correct. Now we see in this, with regard to this issue, he's a ne'aman, he has a ne'aman of he's a his tainus of ne'amanus. But the nafkamina will be twofold. If you learn the first way where it's derivative, you can't do a chatzi taina, because then you can't derive more than the original case. And if you learn the second way, if it's a chiddush, you can't have any ne'amanus, because the Torah is not conferring ne'amanus more than the chiddush case itself. Now, in one case, according to the first answer, we're saying that the Torah really only gave him ne'amanus in this case. But now, there's no way to contain it, because that creates a secondary effect of something biyado that gives him no reason to lie, right? Of course, unless he's trying to gain more than he could originally. But according to the second answer, when the Torah gives him ne'amanus, we're interpreting that it's beyond, that it's a generic type of ne'amanus that he has. He has a certain type of ne'amanus. That the case that the Torah tells you is really an example of a class. But you can't say that by Chiddush. But by Chiddush you can't say that. Okay, now let's take a look at his Lashon. Take a look at his Lashon. Tell me if this is what he's saying or not. It won't hurt my feelings. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you mean. Let's see the answer now. Let's see the two ways. Yeah. Right? It would seem that way. It would seem that the second answer could agree with the first answer. In other words, if you hold that there's the migu of the class, you could also hold that there's another type of an idea of madli l'shaker. Because you do have that type of idea in general in Shas. Like we said by Eid Echad, that an Eid Echad is ne'amon when it's biyado. Biyado is different than not biyado. Right? But, so he might also have a place for Mali L'Shaker, especially since, like David was saying, the Shas does use that terminology, Mali L'Shaker. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have, but that might be in addition to his idea of Migo. But if you're going to hold the first answer, it would seem to imply that that's the only idea of Migo. You wouldn't get a greater idea of extending the Nemonis to the whole class, essentially. Something to think about. You know what I mean? According to the first answer, the migu really is like a way of extending the original ne'amanus. According to the second answer, the migu is figuring out what the ne'amanus is. Right, so according to the second answer, if it weren't a chiddush, you would postulate to truma too. Let's see. Now, this is a question we also had on Friday, right? Is this... He starts off with one question, right? Why doesn't Migu work? And then he gives an answer about Chatzi Taina, and then he has a question of a Chitema about what? About why doesn't it work by a Bas Yisrael? Because the first answer seems only to fail because she's a Bas Kohen, right? So he gives his answer about the Pagam, and then he says, V'acherim Omrim. Now what is the V'acherim going on? That was the question. Is the Acherim going back to his original answer? Into his original Yesh Lomar, right? In the second line, he has Yesh Lomar, Demigu, Lechatzi Taina. So is the Acherim Omrim going back to there, right? Or is the Acherim Omru going back on his Nirali? Dahainu Taim Mishum Davi Dekevan Shanishibis Pogi Mosi Yoser. There are only two ideas of Migu. So it's clear this second idea of Migu goes back to the original problem, takes care of both Bas Kohen and Bas Yisrael in one shot.
But according to the way I'm...
Okay, here's... So he's saying... What Shai is saying is he doesn't like the idea that you're going to say that what? That via inference you can do more than the original thing. Right? Because that's how it's coming out. That's what we're coming out saying. that if you hold according to the second answer, then even though the taina of shvuya would make her pasul to truma too, whereas the original case of girashtia would only make her pasul to kahuna, it would still work, were it not for the fact that the ne'emanus of girashtia is a chiddush. So Shai doesn't like that. I mean, I understand. Doesn't like to say that according to the second answer, you would get more. What? You're going to get more effect.
Why wouldn't Torah give you the biggest class?
No, it's just based on a question. That's based on the premise that the ne'emanus of the posel lekahuna, which the Torah gives you control over, for some reason is going to be cut off because it also happens to be joined with another incidental psul. But that second epsil of truma is just memela. Memela, it's memela asi. The Torah gives you an emanus by psul kahuna. That's really what the Torah gives you an emanus on. Right? But now any taina that's going to generate the psul kahuna has to be included. Now memela, certain extra things might be dragged along. But that doesn't take away your emanus by psul kahuna. Exactly. Okay, now let's look at the lashon of the Kovetz Shurim. He says, he wants to say that there's two ways of learning. Okay, the first way is, Dehu anan sahadi, she'omer emes, demale l'shaker, dehaya yochol liton taina tuva mizu, in Dalid. Right, so the first way is clear, saying that what does it mean, what does the Ran mean, that what? That chatzi taina won't work. Why won't chatzi taina work? Because the Migu, the Ne'emanus of Migu is based on the Ma'ale L'Shaker. Right? Since he was able to make another Taina better than this, Ulefiya Tama Zeh, because of Iran, the Hocha Davi Migu L'Chatzi Taina, Ein Kan Hochocha Shetaina So Emes, V'Alkein Lo Mehim Klal. So if you're going to say that the whole Ne'emanus of the Taina is, the whole Ne'emanus of Migu is that he could have made the other Taina, right? He could have made the other taina. Now, why is it a better taina? Why is it called a better taina? It's a better taina because that's the authorized taina. He could have made the better. He could have made the other taina. That would have been a clear win,
guaranteed
success. So then he has ne'emanus on this taina. But if he has another, in other words, no, takes away the motivation to lie. But if there's another if there is a motivation, then his whole ne'emanus is shot. Because now he has a reason to lie. But that's the easy side. The second side is the hard part to read. V'yesh lomar, I'm going to read it. You tell me what it means. The Eino Mitam Anan Sahadi has nothing to do with us saying that we know nothing to do with us testifying to his veracity. Ella Shehu Din Ne'emanus. Dibikoach Ne'emanus Sheyesh Lo Liton Taina Acheres Ne'emon Gam Al Taina Zos Shehu Toen. Right? Lots of words, Chaim. It's a Din Ne'emanus. A din ne'emanus, okay, that with the koach of his ne'emanus, with the strength of his believability, that he could make another taina, he's believed on this taina that he's claiming now. The alkein, and now this is supposed to flow naturally into the next part. Lo ichbas lon mashu l'chatzi taina. Now we don't care that it's a chatzi taina. D'mikol makom yesh lo koach ne'emanus l'chatzi taina. Doesn't sound like the first way again? Doesn't seem. I mean, the lashon sounds like he's going with, well, the koach over there, you get this koach over here. Ne'emanus, ne'emanus. Right? So that's why I want to say what he means like this. Okay. In other words, the thing is like this. The question is like this. The question is, what does he mean with the koach ha-ne'emanus? Sheyesh lo liton. What does he mean, the koach ha-ne'emanus? What does he mean that with the koach of the ne'emanus, that he could have claimed this one, he's believed with the next one. He's ne'eman on the next one. What does that mean? So, what I think it means is, this is the key question. Key question is it the same koach or is it a different koach? Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, the first answer, according to the first answer, it's a different koach. The first answer is a different koach. That because he has a believability on one thing, because we accept his taina on one issue, for whatever reason, it could be the biggest chiddush in the world, why we accept his taina on one issue. Right? But because of that, now he derives a new type of ne'amanus. A new type of ne'amanus of an anan sahadi. Right? But that's a different ne'amanus than the original ne'amanus. And that's why we don't care if the original ne'amanus is a chiddush. But I think in his second answer, although he's saying that, I think in the second answer, what he means to say is, it's the same koach. It's the same exact koach. That the koach he has in the first taina, he has in any taina that is similar. It's the same koach. Right? It's not because he had the koach to make one claim, we'll believe him when he makes another claim. That's the first answer. It's very tempting. It's like sort of, it's easy to read it as like a rewording of the first answer. That because he had the power to say this, we believe him when he says that. That's not what he's saying. In my opinion, he's saying that very koach exists in every taina that's the same. Now, even though it's only the same, even though he's saying something now that's a compound taina, that doesn't change the fact that half, that part of what he's saying is the same. Right, the only way to break up the migu is to say that there's no way to increase the class of the original taina. Right? But if you're going to say if you're going to say that he has a certain koach of ne'amanus of taina legabi psul kahuna, let's say, then anything he says that effectuates psul kahuna, he must have a ne'amanus on that. It doesn't matter that it also is going to effectuate something else. Right?
You're reading it like the koach on the that the koach is referring to that underlying.
Right. And with that same koach, he's ne'aman. Not because of that koach, he's a ne'aman here, but that same koach exists in these tainas too. It's like a certain. That's right. No, it's an inference that he has a certain koach of taina. But that koach of taina exists in the species taina, not in the particular taina. It's not mishum, that's right. The first way is ma'ale l'shaker. D'hoya yochol liton taina tuva mizu, l'ftiya tamazet, right? But according to the second way, it's a din ne'amonus. What's the din ne'amonus in? The din ne'amonus, it's exactly what, you know, that's the difference between the first way and the second way. According to the first way, it's not a din ne'amonus. You understand? According to the first way, it's a deduction. It's a deduction of ma'ale l'shaker. According to the first way, it's a deduction of ma'ale l'shaker. According to the second way, migu means that we derive from the particular taina that there's a din ne'amonus of taina in general. It's the same din. It's one din ne'amonus. Migu is an expression of a din ne'amonus, that he's not a ne'amon on this particular taina. The din is he's a ne'amon on this type of taina. Right, and once he has the ability to do this type of taina, doesn't matter that mamela other things are going to come along. Right? We're still leaving an open question. Chaim has a good point. Still leaving an open question. Will he in fact be believed with regard to Truma? But that in no way, but the nafkamina between the two answers is, will we accept him legabi psul kahuna? Right? According to the first answer, once he tried to go for psul truma, he lost his ne'amanus. Right? According to the second answer, it will not affect his ne'amanus because he also said something that affects truma. Right? So by the psul kahuna, we definitely still accept him. He could be right that in terms of truma, we won't. He doesn't have that koach of ne'amanus legabi truma.
He does.
Why do you say that?
Because in the area of
truma. No idea. But that's the question. Is it possible? Are we going to say when we're accepting the second tanya, according to the second answer, we're going to definitely accept it in terms of possible to marry a kohen, right? But Chaim is saying maybe we'll be palgina, and we're only going to accept it in that half and not on the half of truma. That could very well be. I have to look into that. But that doesn't. Yeah, but he could say once you accept tiny, accept tiny and completely. But anyway, but he's right. But the point is, in terms of accepting it on that half at all, the first answer would say you can't accept it at all. The second answer would say you could definitely accept it on that part, right? Because that's the species of nemanus that he has. According to the first answer, it's a truth detector. Once he was tafasta meruba lo tafasta. But by the way, that's what Rashi says. If you see Rashi tafasta meruba lo tafasta, he defines it that way. Says that that's like an Occam's razor to everything. But the guy, you can't believe more than is necessary. But anyway, that's what I think the COVID shurim is saying. I think that's what he's saying. Now the question is what we do next. We could go through, he has a couple of interesting paragraphs here where he really demonstrates this point. And then we have to go to our Tosfos. Unfortunately, our Tosfos will not flow so smoothly just from this. It's still going to require a lot of work. Or fortunately. It's unfortunately because we might fail. Yeah.